Yo, yo, what up, y'all, man? It's Grandmo Goose, Get Rich and Move On podcast. Audio version available on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, wherever you listen to your podcast at, man. I want to welcome y'all back because I haven't done an audio one in a long time. I've been doing them on YouTube now. Which, if you're not following me on YouTube, you could go listen to the audio ones over there. We got some dope episodes. This one right here, it's a very interesting one. I want to talk about a few things. So let's get started. I want to speak on ideologies. I want to speak on life. I want to speak on the fact that we could all do better, like accountability, a whole bunch of things. This one gonna be a little deep and maybe very long, so just tap in. We live in a world where it's easy to tell a story where everyone is a victim. Know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of want to speak in the sense on the ideology of, like, in on a Christian sense of, like, I don't even know. If you pick up your cross and you go up the hill, right? Or you just pick yourself up by the bootstraps, like they say, right? Or whatever, like. But you're going to have trials and tribulations in life, like every single person, right? And nothing is going to be easy, and ain't nothing going to be fair, right? The things that's not easy or fair in my life, I've used to build character. And I've used it to build resilience. And I use it to help me make better decisions, to not make me lean into an ideology one way or the other. You know what I'm saying? Like, and there's a problem, like, once you learn certain things and you get in your mind a certain perception and you start leaning hard one way or the other way, then it's hard to have conversations. It's hard to have honest and open debate which people can draw their viewpoints from and come to conclusions. We don't communicate. We fight. And it's crazy because at the end of the day, whatever the ideology is, whatever you lean, sides you want, everybody need each other in some sense. But we social creatures, we social beings. Men need women. Women need men. Kids need parents. Parents need kids. We all act like we don't need nobody. We really do. We got to get out of this mentality of fitting in. Or this tribalism mentality. Even this a technical world we living in. Oh, it's no way to be super tribal. Like, although you want to fit in a group to be able to get, like, social development, to develop socially, to be able to be a part of things, to be able to be amongst people and things like that. I understand why you would want to fit in a group, but tribalism basically leads to everybody just wanting to fight each other because you'll want to fit in the group. And instead of opening your mind up to be able to see different viewpoints, you'll be stuck just believing what your group believes. When the point is really to develop inside your group as an individual. You know, so you like, all right, so what I'm saying is, let's say I'm in a group. Which community you want to pick? I'm a part of the black man community, right? So I want to be a part of them. I do want to get around them, learn from them, see the differences between different types of us, all those kind of things. But at the same time, I want to develop myself as an individual amongst them so that when it's not going how it's supposed to go, I can then lead or have an individual mindset to come out of that chaos and be able to set like a new direction moving forward. So like that's kind of the sense, like if I'm a person that used to be doing things that I'm not supposed to do or being outside in the streets or whatever the case may be, and then I decide that I don't want to do those things no more, that I want to live a righteous life and not do bad things anymore, then there's nothing wrong with that. Because that may lead other people that surround me to say, you know what? I'm going to make those decisions too. And most of what you're going to need to get through your hardest times in your life is responsibility. And I learned that from a book I read, man, or two books I read, but really one book really stressed this point so much. And it's probably like some of the best things I've ever read as far as like, because it's so true. Like when you adopt responsibility in your life for whatever the circumstances are, and then finding meaning within that to make your life worthwhile and worth living. Like, it's not going to come, like, your life isn't going to be happy, or, like, you're not, you're like, all right, man, we have this weird, weird perception of happiness, like, that it's supposed to be, like, vacations in the Maldives, eating fucking crab cakes and exquisite food. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is. It's not really that. Like, your meaning in life is going to come from the responsibilities that you set for yourself and then executing them and being able to be the best at handling your responsibilities. Not so much materialistic things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's something that's important to understand. So you got to find meaning in life from responsibilities. It's not going to come from, like, a political preference. Like, it's not really going to come from, like, a gender identity or even through this so-called perception of freedom. Although that your perception of freedom affords you the ability to do the things you want to do within your ideology. So I get that part, but is that happiness? Is that really the constitution of fulfillment in life? That's something that you got to think about. Having responsibilities that lead to results that sustain your ability to live the life you want as an individual within the confines of your group. That's to me is like a life worth living. You get what I'm saying? And I'm gonna say that again. Like, having responsibilities that lead to results that sustain your ability to live the life you want as an individual within the confines of your group, that with your success could breed success for other people. You could take care of yourself. You could take care of, like, your kids, your family, your community. You could be strong and stoic and stand up for the things that's not right or the things that's counterproductive, per se, for lack of a better term. And be courageous and be tough even though like the world is a fucked up place, even though the world is a terrible place where people do bad things and people don't really care. But you gotta find the balance though. You gotta find the structure and the discipline. You gotta be the beast. You gotta be the dog. You gotta be relentless. You gotta know how to control all of these things, but you have to be all of those things to really get fulfillment. To me, in my mind, to get fulfillment, to have some sense of happiness. It's not gonna be materialistic. It's not gonna be from having millions and millions of dollars unless, like, all right, so one of the other strong points of the book was basically saying, like, you gotta think about what you want in life. Have a realistic goal, set it, and then start working towards it. Doing all righteous and positive things to work towards that goal. Not like, so competition is cool, right? It's not nothing wrong with competition, but it is something wrong in a sense with doing whatever you want to do, whatever it takes to win. That's, you got to know the difference between friendly competition, because you don't necessarily have to be friendly about doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? You just can't really do the wrong things to win. You got to know the difference. And like, I like to use references from, or quotes from the people I watch, from the people I research, from the people I study, from the books I read, whoever. So, and this was a line from Kevin Samuels, huh? And rest in peace to him. And I know they didn't really like him like that, but I love this line because in life there are winners and there's losers, bro. Because once you can understand that in life, there are winners and losers, and that life is a series of different games, in a sense, not just one game. And once you understand that, and then you can remove the mental oppression, because we keep talking about this oppression. And I'm not trying to say that in some senses of that word that things weren't set up systematically to hinder you. But again, that's knowing that, And not internalizing it, but using it as knowledge and making sure that you can take that and build upon it. Like, you can't make it determine whether or not you're going to be a loser. You can't say because somebody else was able to breed success that it means that you're going to lose. Like, no, no way. Or that because somebody has a whole bunch of something, or whatever the case may be, that it means that you're going to have less of something. Like, that doesn't make no sense. Once you understand that, you can remove the mental oppression. And you can take whatever losses you encounter, and you can ultimately build upon it. Because remember, we just said that in life, there's winners and losers, right? So, it's winners and losers. You know, one way that you could describe a winner is someone who never let losing make them feel like they can't win. Oh, shit. Yo, I'm spitting right now. Yo, hold up. I said, you want to know a way that you could describe a winner is someone who never let losing make them feel like they can't win. Life is a game, multiple games. Y'all be picking and choosing your battles, too. I don't like that. If you're going to pick and choose battles, you can't pick and choose battles that you always win. Yeah, wait, hold on. This is research. I'm spitting. I'm paraphrasing, and I got my own conclusions from what I researched, but I'm giving y'all dope. This is jewels. I'm trying to tell you. Can't be picking and choosing your battles. Because You can't, or if you do pick, I'm not saying that. You're supposed to pick and choose your battles. That's the good part about life, is that you can actually pick and choose your battles. But if you only pick battles that you always win, then what you actually getting out of it? You're not developing no type of character. You're not developing no type of discipline. You're not developing no type of anything. You're actually being stupid and manipulating your own mind to think you're winning, because you're just doing stuff that you can do. You get what I'm saying? Push yourself. Push yourself. Go pick a battle that you might lose, that the chances of you losing is probably 50%, and that chances of you winning is 50%. Because then you sharpen your skills. Then you're living on the edge, and what you got to, you got to put your best foot forward, and you got to succeed. But then the loss is not a place that puts you back into a state where you can't get nothing done. It should only be a lesson. And what about this no accountability thing? Like, why we don't look within ourselves to have some introspective objectivity and accountability? Look within ourselves to have some introspective objectivity. Possibly listen to something outside of your beliefs or ideologies. It probably sucks to think that maybe you was wrong. Because I'm going to be honest with you guys. It sucked, right? A lot. When I found out the way that I was living was wrong. The way that I thought was not conducive to a productive life. It was wrong. It was morally wrong. It was mentally wrong. It was draining. It was terrible. And that sucks. That hurts a lot. I think we don't talk about how painful it is, and how much it hurts to realize that what you was doing wasn't enough or not productive. Actually, it was counterproductive. It was actually hurting you or keeping you in the position that you're in, or making you not be able to live a life worth living that's fulfilling. Understanding at the same time that the world is a really, really fucked up place, and it's evil, and bad things happen. Can and will happen, usually. But we gotta embrace those things and be not afraid of them and confront them and be truthful about them. Because then you get to a level of, all right, now they have to accept the truth and understand it, or don't, and keep lying to themselves. But you've made the situation around you a better situation by keeping just being honest. Honesty is a big, big, big part of it, too. Like I said, man, it sucks when you got to question your own ideologies or beliefs, and I had to do that. And that's the only way to be productive to me, is to think that what you're thinking could be wrong, and that maybe you could go outside of your thought process to challenge yourself to think more and do more, so that you know what I'm saying? Open yourself up to other sides of an argument. And I had to do that. Like, I'm not trying to say, this is not me. This is not a leaning conversation to one side or the other. This is me saying simply, a life worth living, a life worth that's being fulfilled, worth living, is one that you got to take into your own hands. But you have to define what that is, make it realistic, set actual goals. Not ones that are super easily achieved, but you can start with easy ones. You start there, start there. Because every single little thing that you do makes a difference in your life that ultimately leads to bigger differences. So the world isn't about materialistic things. It's about potential. And you know what the world can never run out of? Potential. they can run out of materialistic things. Think about it. They can't really run out of potential. And I said this a little while ago, but nobody's success takes away something from you. Like, again, now, there are people, or whatever, there are maniacal people out there, fucked up people, messed up individuals who their sole purpose is to overthrow the thought process of leaning one way or the other. You know, I kind of get that. Potential is immeasurable, though. So you can't, there's nobody can say that, or nobody's success takes away from something from you. So what I'm saying is, nobody could, like, even though they might have set up things to kind of, like, whatever, that I hate the oppression word, because I don't really believe in that to some extent, but in people's mind, they've been feeling like they've been oppressed, right? I'm telling you that you make small decisions every day to improve your life by 1%, 2%, 3%, 5% every day. Those percents add up to affect other people around you to improve their life percentages, which affects people around them. It's like a trickle-down effect. It really don't stop. So, no, you can achieve greater and more and put more people on and help more people come up and do all. Yes, it's very possible. It depends on the decisions that you make. Ultimately, where your mind goes and what you consider to be fulfillment versus measuring it by ideologies or materialistic things, it will never work. It will never, ever, ever, ever work. Like I said, I didn't know how long I wanted to make this one. I think I might cut it short a little bit. But look, like, in conclusion, though, like, your potential is really immeasurable. Like, you make the ultimate decision whether or not you want to make it better. You either contributing to making the world a better place, or you even contributing to making the world a worse place with every single decision you make. Every single one. Every single one. Every single one. Every single decision has a direct correlation and effect on every single other decision and thing that exists in your world. Simple as that. It's the Grandma Goose Podcast. If you are new to this, please, man. I don't know what to say on these services. Do I say subscribe? Do I say, or add me to your playlist, man? New episode coming next week of audio. Definitely got some short form content on the YouTube channel, Grandma Goose, if y'all would like to check that out. But yeah, this is the Grandma Goose Podcast, and I would like for y'all guys to have a good night. Bow.